You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day two coverage from ACE 14. Todd, you're three of our coverage. We've had a lot of conversations with Grundfos over the years, and they're always a staple of our show, and we always enjoy the conversation and learn an awful lot.
Well, and I'm glad we have him as the last interview of the day. Sad as I am that day two is over already. Maybe we can keep a little longer and just pick their brains a little bit more than we normally do.
A couple of deep dives into some really technical stuff and really learn as much as we can. We're the luckiest guys in the hall.
We are.
All the learning that we get to do.
No doubt.
Let's get to it. Say hello to our guests. First up is Harland Pond, the Vice President of Sales with Water Treatment and Industry with Grundfos. Harland, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us join you today.
It is our pleasure, Harland, as always. And Thomas Morrison, Vice President of Sales, Water Utility. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd.
Thomas, I wonder if you lead us off and just give us a 10,000-foot view of Grundfos. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Yes. Grundfos is a $4 billion multinational company. We are one of the biggest pump companies in the world. We sell pumps into a multitude of different applications, ranging from small household sump pumps, hot water recirculation pumps, small private household borehole pumps, right up into some of the biggest, highest horsepower pumps that you find in big high service pumps for municipal water distribution and wastewater. So we cover that full spectrum. We cover commercial buildings, we cover groundwater intake and irrigation applications, and we are very strong in manufacturing industry as well. So we have quite the range of different pumps and different pump markets that we serve.
I guess the easier question would have been, who do you not serve?
and I can't quite think of that right now.
We'll give you time. Harland, before we started recording, you began to talk about a new product that Grundfos has announced, and then you corrected and said, well, it's actually my new product. So I think it's something you think is pretty cool. Tell us about it.
I am excited about our new product. So to add on to Thomas, one of the things Grundfos prides ourselves on is the relentless pursuit of new technologies and products. We spend about 5% of our revenues on new products annually to find new technologies and new ways to apply the technologies we've invented into applications. And one of these examples is a new product, a redesign of a core product area, our booster module system. So this is a pump that's designed to service the needs for high pressure and often high flow applications in particularly membrane treatment. So particularly fits well with desalination. So turning salt water into usable drinking or application water in industries. It's a demanding application from the materials and the high cost of energy. And we've had a lot of applications in this with our old booster module line. Things, pumps seen anywhere from on cruise ships to small hotels or in water reuse applications for industry. But we went back to this product and made some changes with our booster module system. And that's what we're showing at the show and launching for the first time. I would say our focus has been, in this product, a focus on energy and making sure that end users can capture some better energy savings, but then also a focus, again, on reliability and simplicity in the product line.
Todd and I observed earlier with another conversation that we're somewhat surprised that there's not wider adoption of desalinization, and maybe we're missing something, but is a product launch like this going to potentially expedite the movement towards that?
Well, I'd say we definitely hope so. Yeah. There are, there's a lot involved when it comes to deciding on desalination as a solution for meeting some of the water challenges. It definitely is a great tool in the toolbox to address those issues. And one of the biggest areas for desalination, the driver is the energy cost. And it's particularly used by the motors that drive the high pressure pumps to push salt water and clean it up in those membrane systems. And one of the things we've done is taken a technology we do well in other areas, permanent magnet motors. It's something we use in even our small circulating pumps and heating applications at homes. And we've applied it into this application to get some large efficiency gains. In some cases, 6%+ efficiency gains for this application. And when you're talking about this amount of energy 24/7, That is a huge energy savings opportunity for end users.
Thomas, I'd like your opinion on a comment that Harlan just made. Is that 5% of revenue is invested back in the company for new product development? That strikes me, number one, as a very smart strategy and an awful lot of money in that. Talk a little bit about, from your perspective, why that's good for Grundfos customers.
It's good for Grundfos customers because Grundfos remains committed to making the world a better place. And one of the big challenges that we have right now is the water energy nexus. We need to do something about that.
Yep.
We need to act now. We need to find smarter ways of solving the water supply and the energy supply problems that we face around the world. So it's good for Grundfos, but it's good for all of us.
Well, Todd, you know, I agree with you. It is impressive to invest that kind of revenue back into development. And I imagine too many companies probably aren't doing enough of that. Thomas, I'm curious, though, in addition to new product development that you do organically, the company's also done some acquisitions over the years that have fed that a little bit and improving innovation and doing better service, making the world a better place. Talk about some of those and the impacts they've had long term on your customers.
Absolutely. Grundfos has been in the U.S. as Grundfos for 40 years, but we made a number of strategic acquisitions over the years. We've acquired some outstanding American companies to be part of the Grundfos family and part of the portfolio that we serve the market with in the United States. Among them, we have Peerless Pumps, we have the Yeomans, Chicago and Morris brands for wastewater, and we have Paco Pumps, that we serve both the building sector with, but certainly also the municipal sector for water distribution applications.
Harlan, the sheer size of investment that's required for water infrastructure and the financing thereof are massive issues. Talk a little bit about how you help your customers deal with that, with both the investment itself and the financing of it.
It's a good question, and it's something that people always struggle with. And we try to take it from a couple different approaches. One is we try to drive that inherent into the design of our products. So we try to simplify the design so we streamline and limit the number of options and the number of huge different variants that are available. And we try to do it in a way so it still meets the customer need, but it streamlines the selection and the cost that's involved in bringing a solution into play. But then it also has to do with partnerships. So it's partnerships with companies who are willing to invest in private water supply for different communities and look at a different finance model for them and working closely to bring solutions for them. It's also working with some finance partners to look at some different opportunities to pay for that infrastructure and that capital expense. And then it's also working with end users in certain projects to get that balance right. And so they can manage it both from a capital investment, but also make sure that the operating expenses over the long term are manageable based on the solution and both from water and energy and maintenance savings that can come with it also.
All right. If you're just joining us, Grundfos is in the house. We're talking with Thomas and Harlan. In addition to the new product that we talked about earlier, anything else that you're showcasing here at ACE?
So I'll talk a little bit about, I'm a chemical engineer who sits in a big company with mechanical engineers, and chemistry sits near and dear to my heart. And one of the areas that we're proud about and are highlighting again at this show is our chemical feed technologies. So chemical metering pumps, we do more than centrifugal pumps, and in particular our digital dosing and smart digital product lines are at the show. And this is a new technology, a patented technology that saves energy but also saves on chemical consumption, which can be very costly, and does so with those same mandates we talked about before, simplicity, some reliability, and some added intelligence inside the pump.
Thomas, Grundfos has both a lot of very innovative technologies and also smarts about how to apply technologies in various ways. The water industry is not exactly known for its innovation and thought leadership and things like that. Two questions. Is it a big issue of you needing to drag, or Grundfos dragging customers kicking and screaming to take advantage of this new technology, or is it a little bit the other way around?
Well, Todd, I think you see that in any industry. You have innovators that lead the way, and those are the ones that we seek out, and we try to bring new technologies to market with them, and the rest will follow if we do a good job at that.
All right. Well, I'll wrap with this question. When we chat with Grundfos in A15 or A16, what are the things we're going to be talking about? What should we be looking forward to from Grundfos? Start with you, Thomas.
One of the things that we want to do next year is we want to launch our Grundfos demand-driven distribution technology into the North American market. We have a technology, we're showcasing it at our booth this year as well. It's a technology that allows municipalities to have a pressure management solution in a box, so to speak. So most municipal operators know that there are huge energy savings to be had if you manage the pressure of your water distribution network intelligently. Most of them will also know that this will save a lot of energy, it'll save on leakages, non-revenue water, and it'll save you on the amount of wear and tear on the infrastructure, on your pipes and on pipe bursts if you're able to lower the pressure in your system. However, not everybody knows exactly how to go about getting that done as a project, and we have a solution that makes it simple to implement in your water distribution system based off of an intelligent pump controller that we are taking to market. So that's one of the things that we have high hopes for, and it pairs up very well the technology of Grundfos with some of the big high service pumps of Peerless and Paco that we serve this market with.
Wow, that's going to be fun to watch, Todd. Harlan, anything to add there?
I would agree that there are going to be continually new products and some technologies we'll look at in 15 and 16. But one of the things I'm also looking to see really expand is this year we launched our eCademy, which is a focus of putting some application and pump training knowledge in a general sense to a wider audience of end users and engineers and contractors. And we look forward to accelerating that and continuing with application opportunities for a larger pool of people next year.
Yeah. Long-term, more knowledge adds to more innovation. A great idea.
In adoption and, yeah, and, right, and pace of adoption. So kudos to you on that. Well, gentlemen, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Grundfos?
Go to grundfos.us.
Grundfos.us. All right. Harlan Pond, Vice President of Sales, Water Treatment and Industry, and Thomas Morrison, Vice President of Sales, Water Utility. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14 will return on Tuesday morning. We'll see you then.